Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tethered Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, April 24th. I'm switching my comments now to the July contracts on the grains. The May options went off on Friday, so I usually switch it on the Monday. Corn was down. July corn was down 5¾ cents to 609.5. July wheat was steady at 673. July beans up 0.75 cents at 14.49¾. The news just broke about 3-4 minutes ago that China has canceled 327,000 metric tons of U.S. corn for old crop corn. It certainly seems likely that the commercials knew about this on Friday, and that's what pressured the grains out here. I don't know that we'll see too much more of it, but maybe the Chinese are looking for an opportunity to buy more corn. So they make a cancellation, prices go down, and they snap it up at cheaper prices. Apparently, we did sell 2 cargoes of Brazilian beans to the U.S. Maybe East Coast, maybe going into New Orleans. We don't really know yet. But I don't think we're going to see a whole lot of that. But that's certainly part of what broke the market on Friday. We had some pretty cold weather through much of the country. Freezing temps anywhere from Oklahoma into Iowa, southern Illinois, and Nebraska had some pretty cold temps. This week, though, the rains that were scheduled for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in western Kansas look like they're now going to be one day, maybe Friday. They had pushed it back to just Tuesday. On Friday, they just said there'd be rains Tuesday, and now they've taken that out and pushed it back to Friday. So it remains very dry there. We won't know how much damage all this cold weather did till the end of the week. Apparently, it looks like it was fairly minor, though, but we'll have to see. Coming up this week, we've got inspections at 10 o'clock, progress tonight, export sales on Thursday. Looks relatively quiet, though. What are we going to do here this week? I think we really... You know, I look at where the basis is on old crop corn and beans, and I don't see this thing breaking too much out here. I really think that old crop is going to continue to gain on new crop over time out here, and I think that we're going to see, May beans and May corn stay relatively strong. I think we're going to see the tightness continue right through August. So I'm not too bearish out here by any stretch of the imagination. And I think, today we just opened the corn 8.5 lower in the July. Dece is down about 4 cents. I don't think it's going to get much worse than that. I think we should see a little bit of a bounce here now. But overall, what are the Chinese going to do? What are these exports going to do? Obviously, we backed off last week on the exports. But as I said, with the strength that we're seeing in the basis, 50 to 70 cents in beans and, 40 to 60 cents in corn. I just don't see old crop breaking too much out here. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.